Blackstone Audio presents She Stopped for Death, A Little Library Mystery by Elizabeth Kane Buzzelli. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. Sweet is the swamp with its secrets, until we meet a snake. 'Tis then we sigh for houses, and our departure take. At that enthralling gallop that only childhood knows, a snake is summer's treason, and guile is where it goes. Emily Dickinson. Chapter 1. In Bear Falls, Michigan, summer lay like hot lead over the shops along Oak Street. It was August, and it was a Saturday night. The stores had emptied out a while ago. The heavy air smudged the neon closed signs of Harrington's Drugstore, Trixie's House of Beauty, Lehman Brothers Hardware, the U.S. Post Office, Susie Q's Bakery, Sally's Florist, and Townsend's Antiques, and dimmed the running marquee of the Falls Movie House, where the last show had already let out. Even the mysterious Myrtle Lambert had locked the door to her restaurant by now and, holding on to her ever-present floppy green hat, started off down Oak toward her home on Pine Street, muttering as she walked about something terrible in the hot air. "Something awful, for sure," she whispered to herself, then wondered, as she loped along, if she had enough vanilla for the French toast in the morning. The summer tourists who came in flocks to see the waterfall in Kane Park were gone for the day. The dark shadow of the park's lone statue fell over beds of roses and petunias. The statue seemed taller and more ominous at night than during the day, when it looked like what it was, the likeness of a slightly dumpy town father. Down Oak Street, north of the shops, the imposing dowager Abigail Kane bid her dinner guests goodbye and shut the massive doors of her Victorian mansion against the growing wind. She leaned toward her new secretary, the pretty and highly capable Elizabeth Wheatley, and said she thought the dinner with the town council went very well. The objective of her late dinner parties was to convince the town politicians that it was time to pull the bronze commemorative statue of her father, Joshua Kane, from Kane Park, melt it down, and turn it into something of more value, a pile of cannonballs, sewer grates, or maybe ornate restroom signs with bronze branches and flowers outlining men and women. She smiled as she pictured his statue coming down, its bronze head rolling, the arms coming off with soul-tearing cracks. She lived the imagined moment again and again as she sat through those endless...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?